The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thank you for joining us on this, the Frank Sontag Show. It is a Friday. This is the Friday preceding our 4th of July on Sunday. We welcome you to the program, and we thank you each and every day for whenever you spend time with us. We are here weekday afternoons, and each hour we begin with our impact segment, 20-plus minutes of uninterrupted dialogue and discussion. Kind of a thought on the 4th of July being Sunday, and I'm not quite sure where I've been tracking the last few months. I know that I'm concerned about our country. Politically speaking, I'm concerned about the Western Church. I'm also concerned about what I see as a health crisis and the pandemic being obviously at the forefront and the ever-changing and mixed messages that we get every day. So for me, this has always been a very meaningful time, and it's a bit strange that, again, last night it dawned on me, hey, Sunday's the 4th of July. Why is this an important time for me? Well, a few reasons other than, obviously, we celebrate the birth of our great country and Independence Day. And then a bit of the way down the priority ladder on that, Tuesday is my birthday, which I've not thought about at all. But I'll tell you a very short, funny story, and then we'll kind of get into the impact segment. Growing up, my father and I, we shared the same name. In fact, last night, my wife and I were talking about our son. I'm the third. My dad's father was Frank. My dad was Frank. I'm Frank. When Dante was about to be born, for whatever reasons, we decided we weren't going to name him Frank. So we got Dante, and he's definitely a Dante. But here's the point. So my dad and I had the same name. We were born on the same day, both born on July 6th. So every year we would both celebrate our birthdays. And one year in particular, I don't remember why, but I remember that the plan was they were going to have a surprise party for me, and they acted like on the 6th, it was just my dad's birthday. And I don't need to get into the weeds too far on that one. It didn't go over well. Didn't work out the way they thought it would. Anyway, we had a surprise birthday party the next day, and it was what it was. But 4th of July, for maybe this is an urban myth. Maybe this isn't true. And it seems to me many years ago when I talked to my incredible mom about this, she kind of looked at me like maybe I kind of made this one up. But seems to me early on in my life, somebody told me that the country celebrates my birthday on the 4th of July. Like I used to think as a little kid, the fireworks were about, hey, they're celebrating my birthday. And then as I got older and I realized, as some things we're told when we're little aren't necessarily the truth, nod, nod, wink, wink, I began to study the history of our country and the 4th and the importance, like fireworks and celebration and breaking away from a tyrannical England and all of that. And now fast forward to the year 2021. Was just a few months ago that our new president was talking about this horrible virus and you need to take the shot. And if enough of you take the shot, you may actually be able to have a barbecue with a few people you know. Now, I'm not here to make a political statement about how much I do not support the present administration. Don't need to do that. But when I look at our country and what's going on, and I don't hold the administration like they're the end all, we've got schools teaching critical race theory, teaching our kids that this country was founded on racism. By the way, if you want to have a conversation, 888-528-2557. Like, what's going on? Like, last summer, statues are being torn down. Right? You hear the R word everywhere, racism. Now, I'm not here to say that I support every institution of this country and I'm gullible and naive. Fact, seems to me like maybe this is an oxymoron. Our intelligence agencies, I'm starting to wonder, do they have our back? What's going on in this country? But to celebrate the 4th of July, to understand on some level the importance of the history of this country, not the 1619 Project, not that somehow this country was founded on racism. And again, if you want to have a conversation, you don't necessarily agree, call. This is just going to be for impact. We have a lot to cover on the program. If you can teach a generation that the history of this country was a ruse, or even worse, it was evil, then what do you do to a country that's been around for 240 plus years? What's going on in our country? We've got a fence 3 miles around the White House. We have the military armed to the teeth. Because of what we're told is the scourge of white supremacy. Please. And I can go down the whole list here, which I won't. But my view is we're being told a lot of lies. Why? What's going on? I think we're being told a lot of lies with COVID. By the way, Anthony Fauci is receiving a huge award. We're going to talk about that one later in the hour. And the organization that's giving him this award, because he was on a video the other day basically saying the new COVID variant, the only way is you have to be vaccinated. You have to absolutely, this is the only way. And I'm suspicious of a narrative that basically says the strain can't be stopped unless you get the vaccine. This is the same man, the same entity that told us a lot of things that we've found out are lies, or at least intelligent people have found out other information other than what we were told 24/7, day in and day out, and censors and the whole thing about what we were told was the truth and the answer and the only way out. A guy named David Marcus wrote a book called Charade.
I mean, Cuomo is certainly one of them. It's sickening to watch all of that, knowing the lives that he cost and knowing what he did to, you know, the city that I love, along with Bill de Blasio. But the lies are myriad. I mean, right from the beginning, it's a lie that the Trump administration wasn't doing anything in January. They were already beginning work on a vaccine, on testing, on PPE, much of this before China had reported a single death. The infection fatality rate was a lie. We knew in early April from Dr. Jay Bhattacharya that it was vastly lower than what the World Health Organization was telling us with their sort of Chinese-sponsored fear-mongering. So much of the masking debate was a lie where good, solid information was simply being suppressed and not being told to the American people. It was obviously a lie that, you can't catch COVID at a BLM rally, and going to a BLM rally with 10,000 people is fine, but you can't have an outdoor church service. I mean, all of these were lies. Quite frankly, I could have saved myself a lot of work by writing a book about the true things that we heard about the coronavirus and the lockdowns, because, my friend, that would be a very, very short book.
I mean, you spent many months collecting all of this, thinking it through, organizing it. What effect did it have on you? I mean, your views of the people who run the country, what are they now, having sifted through all of this information?
I mean, it was shocking. It was really shocking to be covering the story and writing the book at the same time, and seeing people in October and November pretending like they had never said things that they had blatantly said in March and April. I mean, there's myriad examples of that in the book. It was all over the place. And really, you know, the big tech lies. One of the reasons I wanted to write this book, and I wanted it in print, even though that's 15th century technology, is that Mark Zuckerberg can't sneak into your house and go to your bookshelf and change the words of my book, at least not yet. And I'm very worried that 5 or 10 years from now, when people like my 11-year-old son go online to find out what really happened, they're still going to be fed those lies. I hope that's paranoid. I don't think it is.
Author's name is David Marcus. His new book is entitled Charade. More so than in previous time, I'm getting a lot of emails of people that are upset with me and telling me to stop spreading misinformation about COVID. It's very interesting. By the way, if you're new to the program, my position is I don't believe everything I'm told. I don't think the shot is the end all. I think we as Americans have a right to decide for ourselves what we choose to do or not to do, not be bombarded from all sorts of aspects with being coerced, being bribed, maybe even being forced to take this shot. And again, Anthony Fauci's in the news now because he's talking now about this idea that the new variant, this is the new fear porn. And I rarely do this, but I challenge anybody to call me and we can have a conversation about the latest variant and how we're hearing nothing but doom and gloom. Right? Anthony Fauci says the Delta variant, it can't be stopped unless you take what he calls the vaccine. It can't be stopped. Really? Really? Was that true about the previous strain of COVID? You know, that enters into a whole nother idea. And I've said this on the program so many times, I don't need to repeat myself again. But the scores of medical doctors that treated people with therapeutics early on, cheap drugs, and therapeutics, saving people's lives. You know, I got an email from somebody yesterday really angry at me, calling me a lot of names and then stop spreading misinformation. And that when I saw this one, this is when I knew, that's an interesting term, saying that I'm dangerous. What I'm saying is dangerous. Really? Like what? Because I'm saying question the shot. If you want to get the shot, go for it. It's your life. I pray that it does inoculate you. I pray that you have nothing but health. I don't wish anything on anybody other than health. And above all, finding your way in Christ. That's your salvation. I'm supposed to love you. That's my most important concern for you. Health would be a small part of that as well. But to say it's an either or and there's so much fear involved, so much fear peddling, I just question it. I say, look, I need more time. I would like the FDA to approve these drugs. They haven't. But they've emergency fast-tracked them. Yes, they have, but they've not approved them like the way they do. And what about the immune system? What about the body and the properties of healing that God has put in us already? Here's the story, and again, I'm not here to scare you. I think fear porn is alive and well, but here's a story. I'll just read you the first couple sentences. You can find out for yourself. According to a website called Brighton, new research finds that fully vaccinated individuals are suffering an 8 times higher mortality rate than the non-vaccinated. A stunning report out of the UK finds that 62% of those dying from COVID are people who've been vaccinated. This article goes on to talk about only those with natural immunity have real long-term protection against COVID and the COVID mutations. It goes on to say even those that have taken a vaccine shot will more than likely hear that they need to subject themselves to more booster shots eventually. So what's the truth? What's the sobering truth? And what's the lie? What's the evil lie? I don't know. I know as a Christian, I'm not called to follow man. That doesn't mean I'm here to be stupid and everything the government says, I say no. No, of course not. I've been vaccinated when I was a kid, smallpox, polio, all that stuff. But let's just say one of many reasons to at least say, wait a minute here. I go to just basic numbers. 99%+ of the population that gets this virus survives. And this is before we had the shot. And should that not cause you to take a moment and go, okay, whenever you make a decision in haste or with emotion or in fear, you know, that's the big one. This is much more to me about instituting global fear than it is about somehow addressing a virus. Is that a bold statement to say? Maybe. Irresponsible? I don't think so. Just look at fear in your own life. Do you ever struggle with fear? Fears that may even be irrational. It's a real thing. And now with the stories, I was reading some of the news last night about the new variant. If you read enough of that stuff, boy, you really start getting a little paranoid. Like, what's going on here? And all I can tell you is, if you go back early on last year, February, March, when we first started hearing about it, and what unfolded, the same people are telling us now, have to take it, the variant, et cetera, et cetera. I say, your track record doesn't speak all that well in terms of what I am called to believe or not to believe. You maybe even have some friends that are doctors, maybe your family doctor. I'm not saying they all think the same thing, but there's enough in the medical industry that question things, that say, wait a minute here. Most of them have been silenced and shut down. And for me, that begs the question, why? Why silence them? Dr. Richard Bartlett practices medicine in the state of Texas. He claims he's healed people from COVID. I think the drug is mudesimide. I don't know. It's a steroidal derivative that you inhale. He also recently posted this video before it was taken down.
Working in the ER, I'm now seeing more people come in who are having complications from the COVID shot. They're short of breath for 2 weeks after they received the shot 2 weeks before. They're having temporary neurologic episodes where their legs don't work and they fall flat on their face. They're having dizziness, shortness of breath, and lightheadedness, and feel like they're going to pass out. And so I'm seeing more, at this point, more complications from the shot in Lubbock, a college town, 18-year-olds coming in excellent health before the shot, coming in 4 days later with 4 days of symptoms, or a gentleman who's short of breath for 2 weeks, or the lady who falls flat on her face. And so it's, I am seeing complications afterwards. That's being reported. But in this last shift, I had no COVID patients come in 48 hours. So we're in a different state now.
That was, in fairness, posted about 2.5 weeks ago. That's not current to today. Do you have any thoughts at all? We'll move on to another topic. By the way, it's Open Phone Friday. You can call basically on anything and everything, comments or questions. We have a wide open board. We just opened 888-528-2557. I do not want to exit this segment before I just mention Anthony Fauci being nominated and named the 2021 Humanist of the Year. Here's a little of the story. The American Humanist Association announced yesterday that Dr. Anthony S. Fauci is its 2021 Humanist of the Year. And then they list his accolades. Chief Medical Advisor to President Joe Biden. Has been Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the NIH since 1984. This article says Fauci played a pivotal role in advocating for evidence-based solutions in the global fight against COVID-19. There's a lot of other things here, but my mind went to the American Humanist Association. Does anybody care? Or does it really matter? He's getting this prestigious award by this organization. Who are these people? Spend another moment with me on this one. I know humanism tends to not believe in at least the God of the Bible. Do we know anything about Anthony Fauci's faith? I found some information, by the way. We'll read in a moment. The American Humanist Association has been in existence, and they, on their website, their mission statement, stood as the voice of humanism in our country for over 80 years. We strive to bring about a progressive society where being a good or we're being good without a God. Let me say that again. We strive to bring about a progressive society where being good without a God is an accepted and respected way to live life. We are accomplishing this through our defense of civil liberties and secular governance, by our outreach to the growing number of people without traditional religious faith, and through a continued refinement and advancement of the humanist worldview. Humanism is a non-theistic worldview. In other words, they don't believe in God. With ethical values informed by scientific knowledge and driven by a desire to meet the needs of people in the here and now. We count humanists and non-theists as the core of our movement. The positions we hold and actions we take are not simply for our own benefit, but for the betterment of all society and the world in which we live. So that's kind of their mission statement. Now you may go, what's the big deal? Even if Fauci's an atheist, why even bring this up? Really glad you asked. Let's talk a little bit about Anthony Fauci for a moment, and then I'll make my point. We'll break and come back. Maybe take some of your calls and a lot of other stories to be shared as well on this Open Phone Friday. Article goes on to say, since 1941, the American Humanist Association has worked to protect the rights of humanists, atheists, and non-theistic Americans while advancing the humanist worldview. The tagline, we're good without God. Or I saw one, we're good without a God. Here's a little bit about Anthony Fauci. Attended Jesuit schools, once identified as a Roman Catholic, now describes himself as a humanist. In an interview 18 years ago with Science Magazine, Fauci said, quote, broadly and generically, is that a word? Generically, duh, Frank, come on now, sound out the consonants. Broadly and generically, I'm not a regular church attender. This is Anthony Fauci. I have evolved into less a Roman Catholic religion person to someone who tries to keep a degree of spirituality about them. I look upon myself as a humanist. I have faith in the goodness of mankind. Then he goes on to not mince words about certain religions he disagrees with. So one more minute on my thought on, okay, so if we know Anthony Fauci is a humanist, walked away from the Catholic Church, is accepting this prestigious award from a group that says we're better without a God, it tells you a lot about his worldview, maybe some of his motivations. Now, does that mean he can really strive to make this a better mankind? Yes, of course. I have a couple friends that are atheists. They're really nice people. They don't necessarily believe in God, but that doesn't mean they can't be nice people or good people, if you will. But to me, it gets down to the bottom line, motivation. Power. Pride. You know, his statement the other day about if you attack him, you're attacking the very foundation of science as if he's the end all. It's as if he believes he's his own God.
As attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science. Because all of the things that I have spoken about consistently from the very beginning have been fundamentally based on science. Sometimes those things were inconvenient truths for people, and there was pushback against me. So if you are trying to, you know, get at me as a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science. And anybody that looks at what's going on clearly sees that. You have to be asleep not to see that. That is what's going on. Science and the truth are being attacked.
So science and the truth, and again, science and the truth now is that you have to take the shot in order to survive the new Delta variant. No ifs, ands, or buts. Do you have any thoughts about that at all? 888-528-2557. Do you have any thoughts about anything in particular? It's Open Phone Friday. We'll take your call on a wide variety of topics, and if you have questions you want to ask, we've got open lines. Now, if you want to just sit here and listen to me go on and wax eloquently, I have a microphone. I can talk for the next 35 minutes, no problem. But I would hope and pray there are scores of you listening out there that you have a lot to contribute in terms of this program. Maybe your expertise, maybe your experience. How are you? Is faith now a struggle in your life? Or maybe early on, a year plus ago, you were terrified. Now you're like, I'm tired of living in fear. I hear this a lot from people. I actually think a lot of Americans are fed up. They've had enough. We want to get back to living our lives. Not in fear, responsibly, but not walking around and believing everything that the power elite and those in positions of government control would tell us, this is the way you have to live your life. That's my view. Do you have a view? 888-528-2557. And again, you can take me to task. What seems to be fashionable lately is emails. People that don't like what I have to say. But you want to get on the air? Do you want to have a conversation? Or are you just going to go, well, you know, I'm not going to let you speak. I'm going to hang up on you. You can speak to thousands of people and state your view. You can also ask any question at all. It is Open Phone Friday. I'm encouraging you and asking you to consider calling the program and sharing. 888-528-2557. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. We have a full board, and we're going to take a few calls in a moment. If you missed the impact segment, Dr. Anthony Fauci is receiving the 2021 Humanist of the Year Award. And by his own admission, he claims to embrace humanism. And as a man who grew up as a Roman Catholic, walked away, now he believes humanism is the way to go. So that being said, let me see, is that call still there? Oh, we lost the call. The caller wanted to know why it's a big deal. Oh, there it is. Okay. Mike in Anaheim. Mike, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Yes, hello.
You're on the air, Mike.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I was picking up a rental car, and I turned on, and your show came on. But yes, I did ask. I just am kind of baffled. What is the relevance of Dr. Fauci's religious beliefs, current or former, to our national conversation on COVID? I don't get it.
Well, I did explain. I'm sure you didn't hear every word. Maybe you were in the process of picking up the car. I'll try to be brief. I don't want to be too redundant because I went at great length about stating my position. So let me start with maybe the easiest, and then we'll unpack from there. It's as if he takes the position that he is his own God, that he knows best about everything. Did you hear his position recently about, because he was attacked from some of the emails, he said, you're attacking science, literally, right? Science, if you're attacking me. That sounds like a man who worships himself, and I thought, I know nothing about Anthony Fauci's religious beliefs, if he has any. And then I find this story. He's a humanist. He doesn't believe in God. He's anti-God.
Right.
He's a globalist, too.
Okay. So the part about because he's a humanist, he figures himself to be his own God. And then the fact that I heard his statement, and I did hear your point about him saying to attack him is attacking the science. Frankly, I get it. Because the people that I've seen, and it's amazing how it's divided along political lines, not purely faith-based lines, they seem to think that, well, he is the enemy because he's not the former guy president.
No. Let's just go from the playing field of other medical experts, other doctors, who we wouldn't know if they're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, non-declarative. So don't spin this into somehow a political conversation. I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm wondering how we got to.
Go ahead.
I'm wondering how we got from his. How are his religious beliefs, again, current or former, relevant at all? He happens to be, or was, and did happen to be in a job that was. He was kind of our national spokesperson, or at least one of the first people we go to for guidance to parse and dissect and disseminate whatever the status of the scientific consensus was at the time.
Do you ever wonder how it is he was, maybe still is, even in light of all the thousands of emails that have been released, and he obviously knew early on this was probably a lab leak, even though he lied about that. Do you wonder at all why he's the big, greatest voice?
Let me ask you a question.
Do you ever wonder how it is he's the national voice and continues to be? How do you think that is? Do you think that's happenstance or some big coincidence? Or do you think that's just solely on all of the incredible work he's done over 30-plus decades of his life? Do you think there may be another answer to that?
Well, that's those kind of open-ended questions, which sends a lot of viewers who are inclined to demonize him.
Asking,
maybe there's some other answers.
I'm asking you directly.
There's always other answers. There's always some, who do you know? You know, it's not what you know. There's always some of that. He does have a tremendously impressive record all the way back.
Really? How did he do with AIDS? Was he right about AIDS? Do you know anything about his posture and his position on AIDS and all the lies and all the people that died because of his positions?
I will be out and upfront, and then the Wuhan lab theory. You know, Steve Bannon's out there saying the labs. When you say the Wuhan,
who cares about Steve Bannon? Stop being political.
No, he's
I've read the emails. Hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions. Hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions. He allocated to study at the Wuhan lab, and he denied it all. And now we've got the emails. But forget that. That has nothing to do with anything. Here's the bigger question. My position: he's a globalist. He's a liar. He's a power-hungry atheist, and he's set up by a... Let me finish. Let me finish.
You want to present proof.
You don't want to argue.
You want to present proof. No, because you're throwing in ludicrous injections into the core question here is...
What's your question?
And then with big pregnant pauses, that must mean something spooky.
Humanism...
Talk about why is that relevant?
Okay, so tell me about your life as a humanist, and then I'll ask you if you believe in a God. Because that's what's really going on here.
I consider myself a humanist.
You don't at all.
No, I don't. I don't put any such labels on myself.
You believe in God.
What do you mean by God?
Oh, please stop playing games. You know what I'm asking you.
There you go.
You know what I'm asking you.
Is it a Christian God?
Do you believe in any God? I don't know. Maybe the grass in the backyard you worship from Gaia, the Earth planet. I don't know. I'm asking you, you believe in God or a God?
Sure, yes.
Who is the God you believe in?
My God doesn't have a name. My God doesn't have a book that some humans have written. But that's what I'm getting at. You've got a whole assumed background.
Here we go.
Of assumptions.
Tip your hand.
When we say God, we're talking about our Christian God that I get in my church when they're saying
you've got it all figured out.
Yep.
Go ahead. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
No, this is the core of the issue.
And we're all the same.
Into a national conversation about a pandemic that's killing hundreds of thousands of people in this country alone, and half of the country wants to believe that, well, it never was as serious. And it was supposed to go away in the summer and all this. And now Fauci, he's really an evil guy. Because, wow, did you hear? He used to go to church, and now he doesn't.
Come to think of it, you mentioned the word evil.
It dumbs down our national conversation.
I didn't work. First of all, I didn't use the word evil, but since you did, it fits. He is evil. He acts an evil way. He acts in evil ways. He is absolutely a liar. He lies about everything. Now, here you are. Now, if I want to get direct with you, and I'll spend a moment before I break, I'm late, but so be it. Here's your tact. You believe God-fearing Christians that look to the Bible are all the same. We're like cult members.
That's not true.
Then don't speak for anybody other than the conversation I'm trying to have with you. You're talking about Steve Bannon. You brought up politics.
I get it.
I get it. It's perfectly clear. He's not going anywhere. He's been caught time and time again. Have you read one of the thousands of emails at all? Do you think this guy is perfect?
No, I haven't.
I knew you haven't.
I don't think he's perfect. I don't think anybody's perfect. If you've got a compelling argument that he's a lie and a cheat and his medical credentials are not legit and he's been lying to us.
I didn't say that.
Some personal motive.
Medical credentials. We've got professors at universities that have credentials a mile long, and they're the dumbest people on the planet because they've got credentials. Makes them intelligent or smart.
You shouldn't be in the job. If you've got reasons, if you've got substance.
No, I'm trying to say I understand why. I'm saying I understand why he's in the job. If we had enough people that could think for themselves, that understood and had some relationship with God, you could see evil for what it is. But right now, we're not living in that time. We're living under a spirit of deception, and Lord Fauci is one of the leaders. This is a man that said, you need to wear 3 masks. He's been vaccinated, supposedly.
He didn't say you need to wear 3 masks.
Pardon me?
He didn't say you need to wear.
He surely did.
When asked about masks, he's consistently said, "Yeah, it's a layer. It's
okay,
a perfect layer."
Thank you. We're going to leave it at that. He surely did. He's said a lot of things. We have the audio clips, and then it's the ever evolving view of science because he's the ultimate expert in science. The irony is, if you and I really were going to get down to it, you and I would have had a conversation, and I take responsibility talking about God, who you are, who I am, what I believe, what you believe. Not Anthony Fauci. You obviously think COVID is this. You have issue, and I'll spend a moment here. You're not here to defend yourself. You have issue with people that have politicized this. And you just don't happen to ascribe to one political view on this. There are a lot of cowards in the Republican Party that I would imagine you are looking to, and you and I probably would have agreement, big shock. But here's the deal. We've been lied to about COVID. It's undeniable. There are hundreds and hundreds of doctors that have treated patients with therapeutics, have saved lives. Dr. Risch, epidemiologist from Harvard, at one time said 100,000 plus people didn't have to lose their lives if they would have been treated with hydroxychloroquine early on. And you're going to sit here and preach to me about hundreds of thousands of people have died from this horrible virus? 888-528-2557. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. I want to get back to the calls and just make one short point about the previous exchange. The idea of somehow looking to Anthony Fauci as the end-all, which he believes he is. His statements speak to that, the idea that if you attack him, you're attacking science. When other people with as much expertise, if you will, not only question his positions, but have various other opinions that are quite the opposite. But we're being fed, literally, one and one truth only, that take the shot, this is really bad. And now again, Fauci's talking about the Delta variant. I say, do you even know what's in the shot? With that note, let's talk to Chuck and Vista. You're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Chuck. Frank, how you doing?
Hi, Chuck. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Glad I caught you. Been trying to catch you a couple of times. Missed it, but thank God that I got you. Love your show. I think you're a positive inspiration, no matter what side anybody thinks. I think you're a real true American. Let me get right to my question. It wasn't so much with Dr. Fauci, but I understand both sides on it. And I believe, you know, maybe his religion and what he can really do as a medical person may be challenged from all different people. But my question, though, Frank, my original question was, if we get COVID shot, will we have COVID in our body? So my thing was, is a COVID shot made up of the COVID, just like how you take the flu and people get the flu? So with that question, does the COVID vaccine, does it have COVID in it? And if so, the people who have COVID vaccine, aren't they already the people who have COVID? Shouldn't we be worried about those people more so, even more so? I know I may be going around, but maybe kind of confusing, but if that makes sense to you, Frank.
Oh, loud and clear. Chuck, let me respond. Stereotypically, vaccines of the past have small, if you will, portions of whatever it is you're trying to build an immunity to. And I'm oversimplifying this. There's probably medical scholars out there and doctors that are rolling their eyes. I'm just going to give it a shot here. So it's introduced into your body where your body is exposed to it and it fights it and then builds up that immunity. That's a very simple explanation of a vaccine. These are not vaccines. None of them are. Now, the J&J maybe loosely kind of along those lines, because my understanding, they take a piece of the DNA from a COVID spike protein. They combine it with something else, a type of virus typically involved in a common cold, and then they inject it back into the system. The other two, Moderna and Pfizer, are mRNA technology, and this is about genetically engineered stuff. You're shooting genetically engineered stuff into your body. Now, I may be wrong, and I am open to being wrong. I don't know if we've ever done this before. We are the human experiments right now. These are experimental drugs. They're not FDA approved. And yet we are being told from all sorts of angles, you need to take the shot. You have to take the shot. Can I bribe you to take the shot? Can I terrorize you into taking the shot? All of that. And I say, time out. Forget the shot. Are there other ways to address the virus? What about the people? 99% of the population that got it survived. What did they do? Not one answer to that. But we do know part of the answer is there are people that have been treated with other cheap drugs, therapeutics. The key is early on. None of that is in the public discussion. Take the shot. Trust us. Anthony Fauci is God. and God forbid you question anything that he says. And the bigger picture is this is about globalism. Maybe we'll share more of that on another program. More of the Frank Sontag Show next.